For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
All right, hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tease Deep. We'll go to check in Oregon Ducks training camp a little bit later in the show. We will have, I've got a couple little weird, quirky stories, including one from college football that I can't wrap my head around. I just can't do it quite yet. And then the Jim Harbaugh no apology tour. But in LA and at Chargers camp, Justin Herbert is still out. He's going to be in that boot. He's got 2 weeks in that boot. And
that'll fix it.
It's plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fascia.
Not fasciitis yet.
Yeah.
It's not chronic yet.
Yeah. That's kind of what I mean. It's like 2 weeks in a boot doesn't feel like it's going to.
No.
It's not going to solve this problem.
I've torn.
It's just management at this point.
Right. So I've actually torn both of those in my feet, so I've gone through the same injury. It's not really a pain necessarily. It's more of like your foot won't do things that you want it to do, like that bend. And I know right now, if you're not watching on YouTube, you can see my hand on YouTube. If you're in the car, sorry, you can't see what I'm doing. You just can't bend your foot up and down. You can't move your foot like you would on the gas pedal.
You can't flex your foot.
Flexible.
But I look at Herbert, to me, and with the injury that he has, as a quarterback, it's not going to affect him as significantly as it was if he was a wide receiver or a linebacker or an lineman of any sort, right? But where I think the biggest issue with Justin Herbert being in a boot right now is, what is the biggest concern of this Chargers team? They don't have a receiver.
Anywhere. Because Quentin Johnson forgot how to receive.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a bunch of new pieces, moving parts. I'm not worried about whether or not Justin Herbert can pick up Greg Roman's offense, right? We've seen all the videos, and you've heard the videos of Greg Roman and Jim Harbaugh going back and forth about, how the F does this guy remember all this stuff? Like, he just remembers everything. Like, he was already in minicamp. They were like, how does he already know, like, what we are doing? The between the years part is not going to be an issue in my mind with Justin Herbert and familiarity with the offense. I think when you look at it and you go, the only receiver that he has familiarity with on this team right now is Josh Palmer. Ladd McConkey is a rookie. DJ Chark is new. Brendan Rice, Quentin Johnston, Hayden Hurst, Will Disley. I mean, it's really
it's a real murderer's row.
Palmer and then Donald Parham, right? Those two guys. And as everybody else is kind of learning the system, I think the biggest issue over the next 2 weeks with the Chargers and this Herbert injury is truly timing, chemistry, continuity with your receivers. Because over the course of training camp, you are throwing 100 balls a day to those guys, right? You are working on timing at the top end of routes. All right, where does this receiver like the football? Does, you know, is if he runs an out route, am I, is this a guy that he wants it closer to the sideline? Do I need to put it, pin it close to his chest? Where do I need to, ball placement type stuff as a quarterback? That, to me, figuring out what guys look like coming in and out of their breaks and where you throw the ball and how much zip you put on a ball to a particular receiver, all of those things that take hundreds of reps over the course of training camp, where that's where you get it dialed in. It's not like Justin Herbert's throwing to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams this year, which he was working with for several years prior to. You're starting at ground zero. Mm-hmm. You go through your mini camp, and thankfully you went to, you know, mini camp mandatory and the non-mandatory version of mini camp and OTAs, because he was trying to get a grasp of the offense and work that continuity. But now you're going to tell me he's got a 2 to 3 week gap where he's not throwing the ball to these guys at all? That is probably the biggest issue that they're going to have, especially when wide receiver number one is likely going to be Ladd McConkey, who
he has no familiarity with.
You're working all timing. Yeah. It is all timing, because he's going to be a space guy, right?
Yep.
He's going to create space, find space, see
how he gets in and out of his breaks, when he opens up.
Well, the throttle down of a slot receiver in a quarterback, right? As a linebacker moves, how does this receiver throttle down?
What does it look like?
Yeah. Is it a numbers tells me he wants the ball, or can I throw it before that, right? Mm-hmm. All of those little things that you sit there and you work on the little timing stuff, if McConkey's going to be your guy that you're going to feed all the time, you've got to be able to throw in the ball.
God, it's terrifying. I mean, we were talking about this with Ayuk, the whole idea of consummating that trade ahead of time.
Yeah.
And if you're the Chargers, if you actually had anything worth trading, you could go get Ayuk.
You couldn't pay him, though.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest thing, is that they don't have any money to pay him either.
They have no money, yet they have no wide receiver. It's like, how are they going to get that?
Well, they're just going to keep on drafting him. Keep on drafting him. And you got Greg Roman, who
has better luck than Bill Belichick?
Well, no, Greg Roman is a guy that, remember, it was Lamar Jackson doesn't have a number one wide receiver. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a number one wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Finds a way to make it work.
Finds a way.
I mean, but having an elite wide receiver, pretty damn useful.
Also having a quarterback. Look, Herbert's not a slouch athletically, but obviously he's not Lamar Jackson.
You think?
Yeah.
He's not the one of one.
Not quite the same when we're talking about the mobility. So yeah, and this isn't a making excuses for Justin Herbert thing. It's a circumstantially, he has had some pretty crappy hands, whether it was really poor coaching previously, poor execution, and the defense crumbling around him. I mean, that wasn't on him against the Jaguars.
Or going for it on fourth down and 10 on the minus, 32? Yeah. No.
But his
fourth and eight.
Inability to stay healthy
mm-hmm.
while falling short in some areas, I think it's the closest comp that we have to Justin Herbert is Joel Embiid. Supremely talented, capable of being an MVP, but also the injuries and stuff around him makes it hard to truly go, how great is he?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no denying that he's got the talent and capacity, and when everything's humming, holy crap.
Yeah.
But when it's not, it's not a, I'm going to throw everything on my back and show you, in spite of crappy coaching, in spite of a bad fit, and just get it done.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock, because there's 10 players in a given sports, you know, generation that can do that. So to say that he's not that guy yet, or hasn't turned that corner yet, I don't think is necessarily a shot. But I do start understanding the people like, well, he always has some sort of excuse.
Yeah.
No, I just think he's just not been dealt a bad hand, but he's just had an unfortunate set of circumstances that he can't always compensate for.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Well, they better get him wide receiver, and hopefully pretty damn quickly. Also of note, depth chart released in Denver? Bo Nix, number three. People seem to be panicking about Bo Nix being third on the depth chart, behind Jarrett Stidham at one and Zach Wilson at two on the depth chart. I would say don't panic about this, because if you look a little bit deeper and you dig a little bit more on the depth chart that they got there, every rookie on the roster is dead last at their respective position.
I like that trolling.
So Sean Payton, I saw the, like, Adam Schefter's tweet was Bo Nix listed as, or Jarrett Stidham listed as starter in Denver, Bo Nix third on initial depth chart. Every rookie apparently is dead last on the initial depth chart for the Denver Broncos. They're just, they literally are, as you said, trolling.
Yeah. Yeah. But watching, there have been some news from some Denver reporters that do say that Stidham has kind of still been the guy. And it looks like, it sounds at least right now, that Stidham might end up being the starter going into the season with Nix taking the reins relatively quickly.
Yeah, I bet it would be very, 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 very quickly.
By probably week four.
All right, there you go from the NFL. Hey, from Florida International to worldwide, Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, from Florida International to Florida Worldwide. This might be the weirdest thing in college football.
The best this thing year. In college football. What are you talking about?
Florida International will be playing at Pitbull Stadium for the next 5 years after the university came to an agreement for naming rights of their stadium with a musician and rapper Pitbull. It will literally be Pitbull Stadium, and the details of this are even more bizarre.
Mm.
Not only does Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, get the naming rights of the stadium, he's going to create an FIU anthem. He will get 2 suites for all football games. He will have a Pitbull-affiliated performer at all home games. And he is listed as the official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics. What does the official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics mean?
I think it means whatever you want it to mean. It gets the people going. I love this because it shows you just how, like, just how easy it actually could be to get naming rights for things.
He's paying $6 million for it.
Which,
$1.2 million a year for 5 years.
I mean, that's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing at all. That's good money for FIU. FIU Athletics.
Like that's when I think of FIU sports, now I'm associating, you know, Mr. Florida.
Yeah. No, that's Mr. Worldwide.
Well, I know.
Mr.
I mean,
305.
And you know what? You are Florida International.
Right.
So Mr. Worldwide
is Mr. International.
It makes sense.
It's tremendous.
Also, he is required to make 12 social media posts per year to promote FIU.
So double what The Rock was asked by the U.S. Army.
So he's got 1 month. Mm. He just has to have 1 FIU-related post a month.
Which it's not even him.
And he's also required to appear at a 1 3-hour fundraiser for FIU Athletics per year.
Oh, that's easy. You just figure out when the tour schedule puts you back home and you post up.
Yeah, and you just get one. We have 1 3-hour event where people kiss your ass and then
you're going to sign autographs and do meet and greets, and then you're out.
Okay, but here is where he gets a perk in all of this. He gets the use of the stadium for up to 10 days per year.
He basically paid to have a local concert venue.
Okay, is that what you're going with? Do you think that that's what Pitbull's going to do there?
I mean,
is like it's just concerts that...
That or he just wants to play Pokemon on the stadium scoreboard.
Like, these are the things. What would you do with 10 days?
If you're wondering why I gave that specific example, what's the... I'm going to sound terrible. The cross-eyed redhead pop star.
Boy.
Ed Sheeran. Yes.
Wow. You hit cross-eyed redheaded pop star.
Bad peace dream. That's the rumors too.
Wow.
He was. There's a social media post of him before a concert playing Pokemon Stadium in an arena on like the mega jumbo
on the
board.
Jumbo board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An outdoor stadium.
I was like,
you know what? I 100% throw on college football on that thing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You sit there, you can have a concert like you're saying. You could do just play video games with your boys. You could just have a
movie night.
Just have a barbecue there. Mm-hmm. Just have everybody. There's no limit on how many people you could have there,
or how few people you could.
You could have all the yard games on the field, right? Oh, you could have cornhole. You could be playing ladder toss. You could be playing spike ball. Whatever you want there. Okay,
but you could also sell concert tickets and make money.
He will make a lot of money off that. Like 10 days a year, the dude could have his own flag football league and hold it in the stadium there, or hold like football games and charge people to go there.
If I told you,
you sports are a racket,
that Pitbull, Lil Jon, and T-Pain are coming to the amphitheater up the street, would you go?
No? Oh, I totally would.
And I'm going.
Yeah, you're going?
I'm 100% going.
I'm not going.
That's going to be... You know how hilariously fun that is going to be?
I bet it will be. I bet it'll be a great time.
Like, but that's what I mean. Like, if somebody was like, hey, $20 to go see Pitbull and insert stars here, because it's Florida.
Yeah.
They're down there all the time.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's hard to get people to come to Oregon for a tour. It's not hard to get them to go to Florida.
I think it's cool that they're... You have to be creative when you are not... At the big boys' table. And at least they're doing that. I'm pushing this right now. What needs to happen is FIU needs to pivot from the Panthers to the Pitbulls. Right?
Change
like,
their
when
name.
When do you ooh, go the Florida
go,
International
Pitbulls?
Go full Pitbulls?
Shorzy and go Blueberry Bulldogs?
There's no Pitbull mascots. We have, like, the Bulldogs.
It's
we don't
true.
Have the
there's
Pitbulls.
Not that many Pitbulls. Pitt really dropped the ball there.
No, but Pitt Panther, the Pittsburgh Pitbulls, it's a mouthful.
Yeah,
there.
It's great.
But FIU, you can be different, and you could just go the Pitbulls, and you could do one-off uniforms. Pitbull's going to have a concert.
Oh, God,
after
instead
your game,
of having a Pitbull dog on your helmet,
face.
You have his face. Yes.
Wow, thank you. yes, you just put his face on the side of your helmet, and then he has a concert after the game. It's built in there.
With a grill in?
What? Yeah, you could. Well, they got chrome decals now. You can do that.
I like it.
You can do all these things.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that you should. I think you should go the Florida International Pitbulls. That should have been part of the naming rights, not just the stadium. You get the mascot too. We've seen weirder things. Teams change mascots all the time.
What was the last major university to change mascots that wasn't required to because of some? Native rights.
Dixie State literally changed the name of the entire university.
Utah Tech.
Who did?
Dixie State.
Yeah, D3, now D1.
D2, now D1.
Yeah, they're, let's see. I don't know about full-on mascot changes.
Because North Dakota did. When they went from
fighting Sioux
to...
Well, and then you have like Miami of Ohio Red Hawks. They used to be Native... Stanford used to be a Native American... logo too. I mean, outside of the Native American ones, I have no idea.
In Canada, Simon Fraser was named the Klan after like Scottish clans.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
They are now not the Klan.
No, they are no longer the Klansmen.
I don't know what they're called.
And like, yeah, dude.
Which is unfortunate because it does sound cool.
Yeah, until it's, you it's realize the, that the, when you go to the United States and you play American universities, when the Klansmen come to town, it's not the most wide open welcome party. No,
it was an eye opener. Yeah. Like, we're playing who this week?
Yeah, and their uniforms were all white.
Oh. No, there was like red streaks.
Yeah, they did have red streaks.
They had blue helmets eventually.
It was like, well, when I was in college.
Was there a cross involved?
You would play the Klansmen and they would roll down in their all white uniforms. And it was like, it means a different thing up there. It's not the Klan that you're thinking of. Yeah, what are they now? Were they pivoted?
Let me read their Wikipedia. Hold on.
But they had like the Canadian Olympic training facilities were on the. Simon Fraser actually had a great facility, but yeah, they were formerly known as the Klansmen. Not a good.
They are the Red Leafs for Canada.
Red Leafs.
Do you get it?
I get it. I get it because you know the whole flag thing, maple leaf.
Nice.
I got it. I get it now. Yeah, that was a whole deal. I'm glad you brought that up, Will. I think that may be it. That may be the most recent mascot change for, I mean, not Native American reasons, but, oh, I don't know, race reasons. Yeah, it would be Simon Fraser. But this would be a different one. You go from the Pitt Panthers to the the Florida International Panthers to the Florida International Pit Bulls. I'm in. Let's go. That anthem is going to be so bad, by the way. We know that, right?
He's just going to take a thing off International Love.
It's going to be Fireball, but it's
going to International Love. They're Florida International. He's going to get Chris Brown in.
He's going to be like, FIU! It's not going to be Fireball. He's just going to yell FIU. And FIU will have their own little deal. This is going to be great. I'm here for it. Way to go.
The closest I can find to a race-related change. Wright State changed in 97 from the Raiders. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Oh, no, they changed back. Oh, well, it's unofficial now. God, this is really poorly written. Wright State changed from the Raiders to the Wolf.
Okay.
But the school's team still call themselves the Raiders. But that's about it. Otherwise, like literally every other change is related to some form of indigenous adoption change, with the exception of Hawaii, where they dropped the rainbow.
And then they brought it back.
Well, they're still the Warriors, but they just aren't the Rainbow Warriors. Their official team name was the Rainbow Warriors, but there was a non-race related thing and a sexually related thing that prompted that.
Which was what?
The LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
It's pretty blunt.
Wow.
So, there hasn't been anybody who's been like, hey, let's do some branding changes.
But it used to happen like all the time. Like, the University of Oregon used to be the Webfoots.
Yeah.
I think Oregon State, they haven't been the Beavers the whole time. They had a change. If you look, like, teams have changed all the time.
It just hasn't been for a very long time.
The Beavers were the Aggies, and then they were the Orangemen.
Oh.
And then the Beavers, they changed to in 1916. They moved. Ducks were the Webfoots until the 1940s.
Syracuse was the Orangemen, and they changed to the Orange.
And then the Ducks officially were adopted in 1978. Like, that's a long time. They were the Ducks for, like, they were, but officially the name change went to the Ducks in 78.
Did they get Donald at the same time?
They got that earlier.
They got that early. I would say they got it early in the process, right?
Yeah.
The legal rights?
Yeah.
That's so crazy still.
But they were the Webfoots. Well, it was because I think the university president was friends with Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you want to do like a
little branding?
A little something here. And then they got grandfathered in there. Man.
Which you can't do anymore.
Stanford changed. Oh, how about this? The University of Seattle used to be the Chieftains. Now they're the Red Hawks. Stanford Cardinals was adopted in 81. They were the Indians from 1930 to 72. And then they became the Cardinals from 72 to 81 and then went to Cardinal. They just went, nope, we're going to cut all that out. So it happens. Just do it.
Yeah.
Pull the Band-Aid off. And then we could see like sweeping changes among college mascots.
And you can go from Pit Bull to Pit Bulls.
Ooh, UCF went from their the Knights. They reverted from the Golden Knights, which they were until 2007.
Wait, they're not the Golden Knights anymore?
Apparently not.
Did Vegas buy the naming rights?
News to me.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because Vegas doesn't go by Las Vegas Golden Knights. They go by Vegas Golden Knights.
Do you know what USC's mascot was prior to 1912 when they became the Trojans?
God, no.
They were the Methodists.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that not ringing a bell? Elon was the Fighting Christians.
Oh.
Nice. That rocks.
Fighting Christians.
University of Washington was the Sun Dodgers.
I mean.
That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty dope. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of albino people, just pasty white, hiding from the sun like powder. Oh, God, not the sun.
The one Northwest school that has not changed.
Washington State?
Washington State.
Yeah.
They've just been the Cougs. They've been the Cougs forever.
Because Cougs been boozing forever.
Yeah, win or lose, we still booze. Go Cougs. I bet they that moniker started like in the 1800s.
Yeah, I bet you did.
You know, they were like, win or lose, we still booze. Go Cougs.
Yeah, that's a frontiersman.
And I think at one point they had a live cougar mascot.
Which, yeah.
That rocks. Bring it back.
Bring back the murder mittens.
Yeah. The murder mittens or kittens? No. Murder mittens is the state of Michigan.
Oh, no. Yes, but also what they have on them is cougars have murder mittens.
Where do you live on the mitten here? Yeah.
Call it like Stephanie or something.
The glove.
Dang. Oklahoma, upgrade or downgrade? They are now the Sooners. Mm-hmm. They used to be the Rough Riders.
Oh, major downgrade.
Downgrade.
Rough Riders.
Could you imagine the DMX crossover they could have had?
Are you kidding me?
You could have Teddy Roosevelt and DMX crossovers
that
there?
Would have been, Teddy Roosevelt and DMX in a collab?
I don't think they were alive at the same time, but we could have found a way.
Lord, give me a sign to cross over into the frontier west.
Ooh. The Ole Miss actually, they went from the Flood. They were the University of Mississippi Flood to the Rebels.
Both are good names.
That's kind of
the Flood, though, is like probably somebody important died, and they're like, we need to not recognize that anymore.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
They'd be like, if you were in New Orleans calling yourself the Flood.
Or the Hurricane.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, Carolina Hurricanes.
Or just Katrina in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Wouldn't
you
go
don't
well.
Want that.
No.
No. You can't have that.
All right.
Man, I love some of these origins of of mascot names.
Yeah, some people were deciding things that probably shouldn't have been. I think we can all agree on that. All right, come in.
I know one.
Go.
Recent change. Mm. Long Beach State. Long Beach State.
You're right, from the Dirtbags.
They went from the 49ers to the beach.
Mm.
That is a significant downgrade.
Yes.
You can rewrite history, Florida International.
Their baseball team is still Dirtbags, though, aren't
they? They've always been the Dirtbags, yeah. Yeah, they've always been
the Dirtbags. They told everybody else they gave the double bird.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
It's perfect.
Come in next, worst day on the web. You know what? There's probably better things to do when a building's too full, but I guess this is one way to clear a building out. But first, here's Big Will Betts and the Sports Center update.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
I will always admit to being one that partakes in shenanigans. I like shenanigans. As long as, again, as they're always cheeky and fun.
Cheeky and fun. Like, but your line of what is cheeky and fun and others are quite different. Or lower, depending on your standards there. Because you say military, cheeky and fun.
Yeah, cheeky and fun. They are our shenanigans. Nobody got hurt badly. No loss of limb.
Hey, that's our bar.
As long as nobody ends up with a permanent record or loss of limb, it's cheeky and fun.
All right, all right. The standard of violence is high. The bar to cross your cheeky and fun very low.
PTSD, traumatic inflictions of psychology, those are totally allowed. But, you know.
Jeez Louise.
These shenanigans are probably a bit too far. A McDonald's employee was sentenced to prison for setting a dumpster on fire because the restaurant was too crowded.
Now, I think we've all been there, working at a job you don't really want to work at.
I got to clear these people out of here.
You don't have very many options. You're just like, dude, I can't do this. I can't do this. We've all had those intrusive thoughts, right? The intrusive thought comes in, but you have that little, the good angel on your shoulder going, mm-hmm. nah, dude, don't.
I usually just give a little flick to that guy.
Yeah, well, obviously. let's revert back to our cheeky and fun conversation. But the intrusive thoughts of, hey, I don't really care. We'll get these guys out of here. I remember doing this. Closing time at the Rogue Valley Mall. It was one of those times where you're like, why are you here? Oh, you want me to go back and find 8 pairs of shoes for you to put on as I'm working at the finish line? I've got beers to drink, bud. I don't have time to be here
right now. Sorry, we
don't
have any
size. I don't need to. This is the last thing I want to be doing is getting you 8 pairs of shoes. But you know what? It's my job. I got to do it. There were plenty of times where I was like, you know what? Just walk into that back room, say, come back in about a minute and a half, fire off a couple text messages, the people you're going to meet up with, say, be there in 20, don't even look for the shoes, and they just be like, yeah, sorry, didn't have your size. But you know what? Flick that little angel off. And I went up and I was like, all right, got your shoes. Went through that rigmarole. One time, maybe got puked on by a kid. Not their finest hour.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, putting shoes on a kid. It was like back to school age. Shopping.
Age.
Of the child. I would say kindergartner, first grader, maybe.
Kid, that's excused then.
Kid had, absolutely.
Kid had like nervous puke or?
No, I have no idea what was going on, but I'm sitting there doing him a solid, tying his shoes up for him. He didn't know how to tie his shoes, so I'm making sure he's got a good fit on those shoes. And then all of a sudden I hear this, and then he pukes. I was like, oh. But you know what? Assisted the kid. I got washed up. It's probably some E8. I didn't get sick. Guess who got to go home right there? This guy got paid for a full day of work.
Oh, yeah. No, I get puked on. You're paying me off for the day, buddy.
Got paid for the full day of work, and I was out.
Not in my job description.
Bye. Felt like quitting. Didn't want to come back that day. But we all have those moments where you're sitting there going, all right, I don't like this job that much anyways. I don't want to be here anymore. But calmer heads prevail, and we usually just power right through it. This guy said, no, I want to light the dumpster on fire.
Yeah, no, my man just said, this place is too busy. I need to clear these folks out, and just went and lit on fire. And it's all on camera because he's a dummy. And he pled guilty.
I think the setting the garbage can on fire was our first giveaway.
Well, I mean, the ATF's response to this, and it's always the same stuff. It's so, just tell me what your first impression is as I read this.
Okay.
Arson is an extremely violent crime that not only destroys property, but also places firefighters, first responders, and general public at risk. It's like,
that is true.
Yeah. That's fire. Welcome to fire.
Yeah, that is fire. Yeah.
I know what they're saying, and I agree, but it's also like, we really need to say this, huh? The reason he set the fire is because it poses an imminent threat and risk and makes people want to leave. You know what I mean?
I think that was his goal by setting the dumpster on fire, is to pose an imminent threat to leave. She's speaking hard.
Imminent
threat to leave is, that was his entire goal of setting said dumpster on fire. So he's facing arson.
Oh, not facing. Charges? My man's going to jail for 5 years.
Oh, he's already been convicted.
Oh, yeah. He pled guilty.
Oh, damn.
They got him in 4K.
Yeah. He's like, no, that's not me. Yeah, that's me.
It's kind of crazy.
That's definitely
arson's one of those crimes where I think because as human beings, we were so entranced by fire that you never see arson crimes like get lesser sentences. It's always like 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never hear like, well, this man was sentenced to jail for arson for 11 months. You know what I mean? You don't ever hear. Meanwhile, he went to jail for manslaughter. He was in prison for 8 months. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Sometimes the mandatory minimums are a little out there.
Arson's a weird one. I think arson, if I remember right, arson is always a federal crime. I'm not.
I mean, you're asking me a question I don't know the answer to on that one.
My legalese.
I feel like you would know.
No,
you're
see,
like,
see, my legal specifications has to do with bodily harm and murder and involuntary manslaughter. Those I know inside and out.
All right, hey.
Arson, no. I use chemicals to melt down my bodies.
Oh my God.
Watched Breaking Bad, didn't you?
Wait, you thought I need Breaking Bad to know that?
That's how I learned. It was very informative.
Goodness. Take you anywhere.
All you need is a strong enough acid, folks.
That's it. That's all you need.
Like lemon juice?
Strong enough.
That's not it. That ain't it, pal. That ain't it.
Lime juice?
There's more. It's more than the citric acids that are out there. Have you ever done anything like that in the science class, use an acid to break anything down?
No, probably. I didn't really pay attention.
It's wild just watching stuff turn to goo.
They don't do that anymore, just an FYI.
Yeah, I'm feeling like you probably were a lot more attached to that than I was.
I may or may not have been paying specific attention to how that all worked.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, I didn't really care much for that. I remember dissecting things.
Science? You didn't really care much for
don't
science?
Don't do that either.
They don't do that anymore?
I think I dissected an owl pellet. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you did the poop under the microscope, huh?
I did not poop. The owl pooped.
Well, not yours.
I thought owl pellets were thrown up.
Maybe it's thrown up. I don't know. It was like a second grade thing. I didn't dissect anything.
Oh, really?
No, nothing.
Dang. We did frogs.
Yeah.
And we did worms.
I'm missing an animal.
I don't know.
We did some other.
Did you do like a snail?
No.
Like a rodent of some kind?
It might have been some kind of rodent. Might have been a mouse.
Yeah, maybe. We did, all I remember is frogs and worms.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of the owl pellet.
Yeah.
Carving that thing up, the little mouse bones.
Yeah. In college, my sciences were rocks. I did geology.
Same.
And oceanography. Those were my two.
Wow.
Created a big flood. We had one of those flood tables. You spend all week creating like a town,
yeah,
like for a historic flood, and then you'd flood it. It was dope.
Yeah. Nope. I was out.
Football players playing with Legos.
Yeah.
They were wood.
Well,
I
did go past 100 level geology classes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can tell a geode from a diode?
Nope. What does that mean?
Yeah. Mineral composition is something that I pride myself on.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a rock.
Yeah, I had a professor that was like, "Hey, have you thought about geology?" And I was like, "Nope."
It's like the first thing they do when you take a geology class. They're like, "Please."
There it is. Somebody else brought it up. Cow's eye. Cow's eye. That's what we dissected.
Ew, gross. Yeah, I remember there were kids in high school that had a weird lens. Did the pig dissection?
We didn't do the pig. But we did a cow's eye. I remember. The lens in the eye like being like a piece of rubber.
We have back to back here, back in the early 80s on the Vancouver Ford text line. In high school, we did squid, then we fried it up. And then another text, different number, says we dissected an octopus, then we had calamari.
Shout out that person for unlocking a core memory. Sixth grade, Mrs. Paris's class. We did do the squid.
You did the squid?
The octopus, yeah. And then she did bring in fried calamari for us on Friday.
So she was your octopus teacher?
Yes.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Transitioning out of this one. Michael Phelps, not a big fan of the doping.
No.
Dusty, Danny the Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
If you've been following along to the world of college football, that's where we're going to next segment, dummy. The Olympics and swimming. There has been a groundswell of attention to doping. There is the story between USADA and WADA, the United States Anti-Doping Agency, versus the World Anti-Doping Agency, over what happened with the Chinese swimming team, where was it 15 members tested positive for a banned substance, and they said it came from their kitchen. It's like, well, yeah, it's because you're feeding it to them. That's how that works, dummy. But you had more of those swimmers medal, 9 of them, in fact, at the Paris Olympics that were indicted in that case have meddled. And Michael Phelps, king of the medals himself, has come out and said, if you test positive and you don't win your arbitration, basically, like you have your day in court and you should be done. You should be thrown out for life.
But
one
that,
and done.
But that is the thing with WADA, is that they won their arbitration and they won their appeal for the positive test. And that clears the Chinese swimmers,
the
which
problem is,
a lot of folks are going,
how did they win that?
How many other people have gotten their medals stripped because of saying the exact same thing? Yeah. Now, I don't know what, and I guess it was several meat samples were sent in to WADA and they were all tested and they all came back positive. But that doesn't change the fact that how many athletes have we seen with trace amounts testing positive and they're like, nope, sorry.
See you later,
care.
Bye.
And then when you're winning medals and you're going, all right, now one thing leads to another, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about the majority of a team. Like, this whole idea that it got into the kitchen, it's like...
Yeah, one of the most doing the sprinkly steroid meal.
Yeah, really? It got into the kitchen? A banned substance? And it wasn't like one of those banned substances. I can't remember what it was. But it's not like one of those, like, okay, why is that banned substances? It was like an EPO kind of...
I think what they're doing is that they're saying that it's the cattle steroids that they're using in Chinese beef manufacturing, which is bulking up the cows. And it's also bulking up your swimmers, damn it. But Phelps saying the one and done, that's an interesting one. Because for Olympic competition, I actually don't see the problem with it.
No.
If you get the one and done and you're out, like... People do make mistakes, and people will do something, try to get that edge and be like, God, that was a massive regret that I have in my life. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, if you're performing at the highest levels, you have that known, right?
Yeah.
And getting over that edge, I think the Olympics, if you want to hold them to a higher standard, then absolutely hold them to the highest standard, which would be a one and done. Like, remember Justin Gatlin?
Mm-hmm.
It just popped up like in my Facebook memories there of Justin Gatlin. And my first thing I said was, Justin Gatlin better not test positive after this. Because he had been popped before and then worked his way back, did it clean or around the rules.
the non-detectable way.
And then now that we have, I thought we were going to get this year the roided up Olympics.
That's where I was just going
to
go. And look, and if you get thrown out,
that next year?
Go compete in the roid Olympics.
They're going to do the roided out Olympics, mm-hmm. and you can take whatever you want.
You can be. It's encouraged for you to be on all of the gear.
That's going to be wild to watch somebody try and run like a 9-4 100 and blow out both of their hamstrings coming out of the starting blocks.
I am here to see it.
You're signing up for it. You know what you got into.
Buddy, if you don't think that I'm not going to at least check it out.
I will watch.
I'll watch somebody deadlift 800 pounds.
Yeah. The worst, though, is like, can you have like wrestling and judo in that? Because the roid rage is going to be through the roof.
Yes.
Who breaks that fight up? Somebody on more roids?
Yeah. Where's Big John McCarthy when you need him?
Well, they're going to have the strong men competing in it, so just have them break it up. Have Brian Shaw come in.
Yeah, just have multiple roided out.
Quick derail
officials.
Segment. Have you seen have you ever gone down the YouTube rabbit hole of eating a day of what Brian Shaw eats?
Yep, watched it last night.
What is it, 25,000 calories?
Well, it depends on which strongman you're looking at. At the original, it's like 15, then there's one where it's like 18, and then there's another that's 20.
But that was Michael Phelps, though. Remember, Phelps was doing the exact same thing. Like,
because he was burning so many calories in his events. And Phelps goes on to say, he goes, look, people thought I was doping for years because of the dominance and what I was doing. He's like, if I'm going through hell, or I went through hell to do what I did, and now you're telling me that this guy can take that shortcut and demean what I did? I 100% get where he's coming from. Because you remember how regimented that schedule was?
Yeah.
Like, when he got up, when he ate, when he trained, when he took a nap, when he got ramped up for an event, when he cooled back. Like, it was to the minute for 2 weeks. And God knows what it was like in the lead up to that.
Yeah.
It just, I would be pissed too if all of a sudden this guy can, because
he has zero world records now. Zero. Phelps has zero. the great, most decorated swimmer,
most
of all
Olympian
time,
of all time.
Is, he has zero records remaining, and I think he, what he's saying is like, look, there's no effing way.
Yeah, I was the most dominant athlete on the planet. Yeah, guys are taking stuff.
But you know what? The one guy that he's all on board with, Leon Marchand, who has the same coach as he had and is going to be, I mean, is just as dominant, not for, we don't know how long Marchand will be
dominant.
Or
as across as many disciplines.
But yeah, he is just as dominant as Phelps is. And he's like, no. He, because he's doing the exact same stuff that Phelps did, because the coaching is exactly the same. The plan is the same. And he's like, there's no way everybody is as disciplined as that.
Because it's
one of one.
It's one in a billion, quite literally. Like, and then you have to match it with the talent.
Oh, man. Ooh, yeah, this is a good one on the Vancouver Ford text line. The refs should use cattle prods to break up the fights. They just come in like it's a rodeo. You have them, they're roping these
little
rodeo
clowns.
Down monsters, and then they're just in there with the cattle prod, just like breaking them up. You'd have to just tase them.
Instead of waving a red flag, they just wave pre-workout in front of their face.
That rocks. Those eating videos are awesome.
Oh, dude. I am a sucker for those YouTube videos when it's like somebody's wife decides they want to eat like their husband's strongman in a day. It's like a woman who probably eats maybe like 1,400 calories, if she's lucky, in a day, can't get through the snack, the morning snack, which is like a bowl of yogurt and two scoops of oatmeal with, you know, 8 pieces of bacon and 4 eggs. And you're just like,
the one I watched last night for dinner, he ate a full family size pizza and half a cheesecake.
You watched that last night?
Yeah, and then he drank a Diet Coke. I watched that while I ate my 2 chicken breasts.
Is that what you do to make yourself feel better about living a healthy lifestyle?
Yes, it is. I watch all the things that I want to do, like do the In-N-Out challenge. Like, I can't wait to attempt that.
You just watch food porn.
The fact that they house.
Yes, like, I do.
They house an entire pizza, or there's one where all 4 of them go to a steakhouse.
Yep.
And each one of them gets 2 20-ounce steaks.
Ooh.
Like, they eat it. Like it's no problem.
With like double sides, like double everything, double greens, double potatoes. Like, and they have a challenge to see who could eat it the fastest. And it's like, one of them like eats a steak in under a minute, a 20-ounce steak, just gone.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Basically, loser buys.
I couldn't do that.
It was just, I know you couldn't.
I'd be out on
that. But like their ability to take down those calories is just bonkers. I cannot.
Rips me in every time.
Now I'm more interested in like these roided out Olympics, because people are like, yeah, we want to watch track and field. We want to watch weightlifting, those things.
I want to watch the combat sports.
See, those ones, sure, you might want to watch those, but sign me up for like roided out golf. Roided out badminton.
Oh, God.
You know, just watching those guys.
What does roided out golf look like?
Long drive competitions.
Bryson DeChambeau 3 years ago?
No, it's long drive competition. Have you ever watched a long drive competition on TV?
They're all 6'4" and like 300 pounds.
And if NBC had a sense of humor, what they would do is they would pick up these roided out Olympics next year, and it would be like all of the events, and then they're like, ah, gosh, I wonder what they're going to do with cycling. And instead of having like the roided out events, it's just the Tour de France.
Yeah.
And they just air their normal programming of the Tour de France right in the middle, and then they pick back up with the roided out Olympics coverage right after that.
I would love it if they just put all of like Lance and that whole crew, that whole era, they just had them all race each other again.
Yeah.
Lance would still win. That dude's a crazy person.
You go... Think of like roided out
in the world.
Roided out rowing.
Oh,
it just looked like a Viking shipping rowed.
The front of the boat would just come out of the water.
The only person not on roids is the coxswain or the cox. What are they called?
Coxswain.
Coxswain.
I don't know.
Yeah, the coxswain. He just like the little guy. Everybody else just juiced to the gills. I'm in. I'm in on these roided out Olympics now.
Yeah, no, I don't understand how you could not be in on them.
Have you seen the what is it? It's like canoe cross or kayak cross?
No.
Kayak cross
where you have like 3 people They go down the kayak course and they have to go around the obstacles. They got to go under an obstacle, but it's all three of them at once.
No.
They are just battling each other.
Smacking each other with paddles.
Paddles. Their boats are just running into each other. You got guys throwing bows to get around.
I like this.
Yeah. It is
wild. I want to put them in that river course together.
That is what it is.
That's what I want to see.
That's exactly what it is. There's three people in that.
That's what
that
I mean.
What it is.
Okay.
It exists.
Okay.
And they're like battling. It's fun.
Just watch somebody catch a paddle to the face.
You see it.
I'm not against this at all.
Nope.
All right, coming up next, in hour number three, we'll pivot back to college football and the evolution of Oregon's Kenyon Sadiq and what kind of year he could have. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.